This is NPR's Life in Berlin. Initially, there was just shock when the world found out that Britain would leave the EU.
A decision that has shaken the world. I am genuinely freaked out right now about this whole Brexit thing.
That soon turned into panic in Berlin. In the first 2 weeks after the referendum, more British people applied for German citizenship than in the last 4 years combined.
Maybe just tell me quickly what you got.
What I brought with me is proof of...
That's Olivia Schofield, a Briton who's been living in Berlin for 16 years. She's come to her local Einbürgerungsamt, or naturalization office, to see if she qualifies for citizenship.
I assume that I'm going to pick up some forms, but I'm guessing.
Okay, well, let's go figure it out.
Olivia makes a good living as a professional speaker. She's married to a German, has 2 children here, so her chances look pretty good as we walk through the grand-looking Schöneberg Town Hall.
This is a fantastic building. Of course, it's where John F. Kennedy made his speech, Ich bin ein Berliner.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Which is world famous for him admitting to being a donut.
Like in every government department, we take a number and hope the line in front of us will evaporate soon. In the meantime, Olivia tells me why she's making this decision.
You know, my feeling about deteriorating in my joy of being British or proud of being British ended when Tony Blair got together with the Americans on the smoking gun, which wasn't a smoking gun. And that lost him and my country a lot of credibility.
It's not just an identity thing for Olivia. The Brexit also has hurt her financially.
It has sent the market into chaos across the globe.
The pound has fallen to its lowest level against the dollar since 1985.
I was looking forward to buying a small little place in Berlin to maybe rent out a sort of a pension plan.
She had some money in the UK that she planned to bring over.
But unfortunately, as my money now has drastically deteriorated in value, that's not possible.
But at the end of the day, because no one actually knows what the real consequences of the Brexit will be, Olivia's effort to obtain German citizenship is more or less an insurance policy.
While I'm still in the European Union and I am allowed to have dual nationality, I'm going to get it because I want to be safe.
And then Olivia goes in. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to record. But after about 20 minutes, she emerges looking quite happy.
There's a lot of papers that we need.
The office also requires her tax forms, birth certificate, an administrative fee of 255 euros, and a few other documents, but basically, she can get it.
She said that once you have dual nationality, unless the laws are changed, it can't be taken away from you.
Okay, so yeah. You're on your way to becoming a German.
Yeah. Ich bin ein Berliner.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Tony Andrews.